let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Diane M. Newman, author of God's Resting Place. She asks, do you know how God is also seeking you to be his child with the same intensity that you are seeking him? Diane says, we were created to be God's family. God is calling you to a family gathering to celebrate with him. He's continually inviting people, his people, into the resting place. Diane is a retired educator, having worked grades 1 through 14, served as a teacher, counselor, administrator, and staff developer. Diane is a certified minister under the authority of Church Growth International of the Americas. In ministry, she served 16 years as a spiritual mentor, working with men and women, seeking a Christian solution to addictions. For the past 2 years, the Holy Spirit has been leading her to write and complete books to help people who are seeking a closer walk with God. A recent guest discussing her acclaimed book, Seeking God's Righteousness, we welcome back to This Week in America, Diane Newman. Diane, a pleasure having you back with us. How are you today?
It's good to be back, Rick.
Loved our last conversation. Looking forward to this on this book, God's Resting Place. What was the inspiration for this book? Where did this idea for this book, God's Resting Place, come from?
You know, as I get closer to God myself, I'm aware that there are a lot of Christian believers that really have embraced all the promises and the power that they have through King Jesus. And, you know, I scratched my head. I wondered why that was going on. You know, because in Ephesians, it tells us that by grace we're saved and that not by our works and that God gives us all we need. So I'm thinking it's a gift from God. So why aren't we grasping it? What is happening to make that happen that we don't get it? You know, and in 1 John, it says that God said that we are his children and that he's calling us to him. So it's like, what's wrong with our ears? Why are we not hearing this? But what's stopping this from happening, that we're supposed to be his likeness and yet we're not getting it? And you know, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I thought, okay, so where does that come? And in Ephesians, it talks about opening up our eyes of understanding so that we may know the riches of his glory. So I went, oh, okay, so we're lacking knowledge and wisdom to know how to get there. So maybe I should start looking at how God got me to that intimate relationship where I'm resting in this peace, and kind of backtrack so other people could see the signposts and the ways that God can bring them into that same close intimacy that I'm able to share with him.
That's interesting. So you went through what many other people go through. You just went back, looked, trying to get some answers, and you share those now in the book, God's Resting Place by Diane M. Newman, her website, by the way, ministryofreconciliationdmn.com. I'll give you all that as we go through the program, and that, of course, is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What does seeking God have to do with God's resting place?
Well, you have to understand, before God even created the whole earth, he wanted a family. He said that what he was going to make was going to give him a family, and we were going to interact with him. And so from the very first, when he created Adam in the garden, he gave him a special resting place, and God walked in the garden with Adam. And at the very end in Revelation, he's creating a new world, a new earth, and God's going to be present in it. So it's like all through this whole thing, he's trying to set this up. And so we have to then seek him. It's not just that he's done this. We have to figure out, how do we get closer to him so we can rest in him? And in Hebrews, it talks about, Hebrews 3 talks specifically about this resting place that we can get to. And he says we can live in that resting place while we live in this earth, just like Jesus did, just like Adam did. We can be in this world, but not of this world. We can rest in him and have that intimacy at the same time. But it's on us. We've got to seek him. He set everything up. We have to go journey for that.
Some people would say, I love that concept. Is God's resting place a physical place? Is there a real God's resting place?
Okay. Jesus told his disciples that he would live in them and they would live in him. And the Holy Spirit would live in the believers and that they would live in him. And Paul said, we are that temple for Jesus Christ. Thus, the resting place is a combination of Jesus in us, we become that temple, and also that we are in him. So that you have two things going at the same time. You live in the spirit at the same time you live in the flesh. And those come together as we become more like God and he becomes more like us. It happens when our spiritual ears and eyes are open, and we get there when we surrender more and more and more to him. Now, Jesus said that we are to be crucified with him. He takes all of the things that's stopping us from getting there and gives us instead this place to rest in him. And the closer we get to moving into that resting place, that letting go and letting God and quit doing it our own way, the more it becomes in us. So the real place is it's in us and we're in him and it's united as one.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Diane M. Newman, N-E-U-M-A-N-N. The book we're talking about, this book is God's Resting Place. You'll find the book and all of her books at Amazon, the usual places. Her website is Ministry of Reconciliation, DMN, her initials, .com, and we'll give you that as we go through the program. Diane, when we talk, I always sense this peacefulness that you have. How does a believer in Christ grasp this peace? How do you share it with us? Will you do that?
Yes. David described it in Psalm 27, and he said we have to seek the face of God with all our heart. And what that means, to seek him with all our heart, is we seek who God is, not what God does. Now, that sounds like it's cutting, too thin. But what I'm trying to get people to understand is that when we seek him as his essence, who he is, then we're not doing this praying to somebody as Santa Claus in the sky and say, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're not looking to have him fix everything around here because he's our buddy. We're looking for the essence of this creator, this being that is so great, that loves us so much that he gave his only son to get us closer to that. There comes a time in our life where we let go of that old stuff and we have to move to a different one. And it usually comes either because we're really grateful for what God did or we're really frustrated. And what I mean by that is we get frustrated because we didn't get what we wanted.
Yes.
Or we get grateful because we did get what we got. We scratch our heads and we say, what's going on? And if you look at someone like Daniel, who lost everything, I mean, here he's in the elite society. They come and they take him. He's a prisoner. He loses everything. And all he has to hang on to is who God is. He has no books to read. He has nothing else to go on. And a promise 70 years later, it's all going to be okay. That's frustration led to that. If you look at somebody like Joseph, who was, had thrown into prison, all that other kinds of stuff, the only thing he had to hang on to is somehow God's going to make sense out of this whole thing because he had a dream a long time ago. So it's in that frustration of what the heck is going on and how is God going to handle this that you actually start seeking him, because life's not making any sense. And that's all you got to hang on to. I remember as a college student, I read a book called by Frankl that talked about man's search for meaning. And he talked about those that got caught in the concentration camps and how they had a choice. They either decided they were going to seek God and figure out what the heck is going on and find him personally, or they gave up into despair. And I think that's the thing that really razor edge causes us to begin to say, I want peace. I want something beyond what I'm living with. There's got to be more to this, but I have to start by finding who he is, not what I'm trying to make him do for me.
So many answers in Diane's new book, God's Resting Place. Diane Newman, our guest on the program. Diane, how does a person find these signposts, the roadways into this resting place? How do we go about that?
Well, the first thing you have to do is surrender. And I know that sounds silly because, you think you already did that. But really, you have to surrender the way you think. And that's hard because we've been taught to look at things a certain way and to think about things a certain way and to make judgments about these things. But God says that we are to seek Him before all. So you have to let go and surrender the way you've been thinking before. And the second thing you have to do is go in humility and faith. Because, you know, Nicodemus was the one that went to Jesus and said, "Hey, I don't get it. Here I'm doing everything right, you know. I'm a Jew of a good standard. I have good moral life. I do what I'm supposed to. Everything's going fine. And you do stuff I can't do. And you understand God better than I do. Now, what am I doing wrong?" And Jesus turned around to Nicodemus and said, "Well, you know, you got to start all over and be born again. You got to go back to being a kid." And he's going, "What are you talking about? That makes absolutely no sense to me." He says, "You're right, because you're looking at it from your understanding. You have to rise in the spirit to do that. And the only way you can do that is start from scratch all over again. You got to go back. You got to go in humility. You got to come at me in a different way than you have before. And then I'm going to open up the eyes of your spirit and the eyes of your ears to see me and to know me." And when you let go of that stuff. And the other thing we have to let go of is doubt and the world-centered analysis, you know, where people were looking for signs and miracles. You know, "I'll believe God if he does X, Y, and Z." Oh, well, no, yes. God's there whether you do X, Y, and Z or not. You know, he wrote the rules, not you. And when you get to the point where you understand he wrote the rules, not me, I better get in line with what works rather than what I think's going on. That's when you start breaking your own understanding. And that's the first step in doing that.
God's Resting Place is Diane's book. Go ahead, finish that thought, because it's so important. I'm sure people are coming and going during the course of the interview. Want to make sure they find out where the book, the title of the book, and where to get a copy of it.
Okay. All right. So where do you start with all this stuff is we have to start back where God gave us the signposts. When he created this world, he said that all that was created from the invisible. And if you look to my world, you can see my patterns. You can see my seasons. You can see how everything is. And the rest of the world is stuck to what God created. But man, because of their choice, we kind of messed it up. We went our own way. We did our own thing. We lost the pattern. We lost the way. So he says, align with the will of God by looking at my world, how it works, and find me in the midst of it. And to honor our Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom.
Diane Newman, our guest on the program. If you're Googling two N's in Newman, Diane M. Newman, her website, Ministry of Reconciliation, DMN.com. What's the biblical pattern for entering into God's resting place?
You know, the coolest thing about Jesus is he always spoke truth. And he'd answer the questions at a spirit level, even if they were asking at the physical level, at the sight level, at the own understanding. So one of the answers he gives in Matthew 7 is, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and whoever seeks finds, and whoever knocks, it'll be open." So the first thing we have to do, because God knows the intent of our heart, is to start asking correctly. Start asking in terms of what God wants for us, not what I want from God. Then the next thing that we do with that as we start asking is he tells us what's a little wacko in our life and what's a little out of line. And we have to listen to that and say, "Okay, God, I surrender that. I give that up. I give that up." Okay. So you ask and then you start seeking what's his will, what's going on, and giving those things up. All right. And then the next part of that pattern is that we have to knock. Right. But knocking happens after we've done the other things. And we have two examples of that in the Bible that are really strong. St. John in Revelation went to the door in the spirit, and he came through that door. God invited him to go up. We have Jacob that saw the ladder going up and down, and he saw that door to go into. We have in Revelation where Jesus said, "I will come and knock at your door if you will let me in." And then we have Jacob who wrestled with God until he got from God what God was willing to do. So it's the determination of Jacob. It is the curiosity of Jacob when he was looking at the ladder. And it is the determination of John of saying, "I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go further. I'm going to look until God invites me to go up." So that's the ask, the seek, and the knock.
You talk about the daily giving your heart to God. What do you mean by that? How do we do that? How do we go about that?
I think one of the things that gets overlooked a lot of times in the Bible is when Jesus, at the very end of his conversation in John before he goes to the cross, is he gives a lot of instructions to his disciples, knowing they may not hear it all at once. But one of them is very important, and he says in John 15, and he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Now that's earth-shaking, because if you ask most people, what's God say? He says the golden rule, to love one another as you love yourself. But Jesus raises the platform. He says, I want you to love one another as I love you. And you can only do that if you do what I do first, which is to love Father God first. Then that gives me the ability to love others. He brings it up to a level where you have to love with forgiveness and mercy and grace. He keeps no record of wrong. He cherishes no offense. Jesus said the key to this kind of love is to first love the Father. If you go to Corinthians, where it's always quoted about what love is. Love is all these wonderful things, but it's also not envy. It's not full of pride. It's not boastful. It's not rude. All of this kind of stuff. So we work daily to be able to love that way, that if somebody offends me, it doesn't bother me. Didn't bother Jesus. They could insult, belittle, and all that other kind of stuff, and he was fine with it. So how do you get to that point? It's because you love God so much, and you give God's Father so much, that he gives you the ability to forgive, to give mercy, and to grace, and you practice that daily. You practice it, and you get up in the morning, you practice it through your day. That's how you love.
Diane Newman, our guest on the program, back with us this visit, talking about God's resting place. In the book, God's Resting Place, you state there is a spiritual maturity level necessary before someone may knock for the door to be opened. Explain exactly what you mean by that.
Because we have Jesus Christ as our Lord, and he has torn the veil, and it is through him we can enter into God and into relationship with him. The doorway is our resurrected King, Jesus Christ. But our God is holy, and he only allows that which is holy into his presence. So what we have to do to get to that door is to cleanse our hearts, our minds, and our wills, get rid of the old thinking, get rid of that world understanding, and really say, I want you more than anything else, that I'm willing to do what it takes to love God and unite with his love. And when God's love comes in and your love comes in and you make this bond, and it is in Jesus Christ, you can rise up into his presence. When you rise up into his presence, you can knock on the door. And at that point, the spiritual ears, the spiritual eyes, and the eyes of understanding are open and conscious, and you can live in the spirit at the same time you're living in the physical.
Diane Newman, our guest on the program, her website, ministryofreconciliationdmn.com, her initials, that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, book, of course, available at Amazon, the usual places. A few minutes left in the program. I want to ask about, we've covered a lot of ground here. What would the a possible reader know about the book? Is there anything else that we should sort of let them know, give them some advice on what all is in the book, God's Resting Place?
The rest of the book is a pattern of what God did through other personalities in the book to bring them into relationship with him. So I specifically highlight the development of these people and what you can learn from them to then practice it in your own specific life. I show the roadblocks because, you know, it is true. We get to the point where God is asking us to give up some stuff that is pretty hard to give up. And God loves us so much that if we say, nah, I'm going to keep that, he says, okay, that's fine. I still love you. And so we have to, the rest of the book talks about these roadblocks, but he also talks about the ones that went around the roadblocks. And I'd like to read just a little part of it.
Please.
It is a choice. God's grace calls all his people home to him. His love has no limitation. Created in God's likeness, we have the ability to love without limitation. Do you have the courage to die to self and allow God to arise, complete and totally within us? Are you willing to choose faith in the unseen above everything that's in the natural? Will we allow the eternity that is in us to guide us home to God so that we may rest in perfect peace no matter what's going on around us? It's a choice. God loves his creation so much, he allows us to choose either way. Either way.
It is always so powerful to have Diane on the program and delivering such important messages. This time the book focus is on God's resting place. Our last visit, we were talking about seeking God's righteousness. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book? And she has more books, and you'll find those on her website, ministryofreconciliationdmn.com, or her Amazon page. What are you working on now?
Well, God told me, he said, Diane, I want you to now write a manual. So I have finished writing it, and it'll be out in November. And this manual is what I went through and what other people can go through to go from where you are now all the way into this so that you can develop the prophetic prayers and interactions to pray God's kingdom into this world.
Well, I hope we have a chance to talk about that, and that's not that far away, that you can look forward to that book and add to your library of life-altering books. This one by Diane Newman. You can find all the books again on the website there. Diane, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program. I said, retired educator, you're still doing educating, just a different classroom now, a different different group. You got a few older students than grades 1 through 14. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I enjoyed it.
Always a pleasure. We'll have Diane back. Diane M. Newman, N-E-U-M-A-N-N. The book is God's Resting Place, Amazon, all the usual places, and Diane's website, ministryofreconciliationdmn.com. All of this on our website, which is thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.